For me, the purpose of the podcast started out as me facing my fear, but then it turned out to be a really neat way for people from all over, all different backgrounds. Because at first it was the people that were on the show were, my guests were people that I knew. So like other doctors, people within my circle. And then it expanded outward, which is fantastic. I mean, I got to meet some incredible people that I would never have met otherwise through the podcast. And they were able to come on the show and share about what they were doing and also share about how they face fear and how they've overcome certain things in their lives, which I think is absolutely incredible.
Fear stops us from achieving our true greatness. Are you a professional woman who is feeling stuck, unmotivated, or burned out? Are you worried about your wellness? Are you letting fear stop you from crushing your goals? If you answered yes to any or all of these, then this is the podcast for you. Dr. Charmaine Gregory, night shift emergency physician, burnout thriver, and wellness champion, along with everyday heroes just like you, will explore how to face fear in our lives and emerge victoriously.
Hello, hello, hello. I know I look crazy. But I am recording this at the beach after doing my walk. I want to take an opportunity to record this because I'm kind of at a little bit of a crossroads with the podcast. Partially because I feel like I've just been kind of going through the motions of the podcast. I feel like it needs a revamp, and I'm not in a place right now where I can actually do that properly. And I do want to make one adjustment here. Let me see. I want you guys to see the background, and I'm not sure how to really do that. Okay, I don't know, but it's blurred out, and I wish it worked. But anyway, so I'm Dr. G, and this is the Fearless Freedom with Dr. G podcast. I am coming to you from Guam, which is where I live. But the podcast itself was started in 2018 because I was dealing with a lot at that time, and I was actually dealing with facing my own fears. And that fear in particular was my fear of public speaking. And I decided that as part of my therapy, which I would call desensitization therapy, was how I looked at it to try to really make sure that I could face it head on. And part of that was starting a podcast, right? I started a podcast where I would have to do public speaking literally every single time I got on the show, right? Every time I got on, I'd have to do public speaking. And that was one tier. And then the other tier was to actually become a public speaker. So I literally started speaking about burnouts and started speaking about wellness. And I did that for a year, and then kind of COVID kind of thwarted that, and I stopped doing that. But I continued the podcast. So the podcast has been running every single Sunday. An episode has been released since December of 2018. So we've had a nice steady clip. And I mean, on all like from the exterior, things look like they probably are fine, right? Like, why would you stop when you're on a roll? You've already like surpassed pod fade, like the typical five episodes and then done, which are most people find themselves in when they start podcasting. They don't realize like what it actually entails, or whatever reason. Maybe the purpose of the podcast has been fulfilled and so they stop it. But for me, the purpose of the podcast started out as me facing my fear, but then it turned out to be a really neat way for people from all over, all different backgrounds. Because at first it was the people that were on the show were, my guests were people that I knew. So like other doctors, people within my circle. And then it expanded outward, which is fantastic. I mean, I got to meet some incredible people that I would never have met otherwise through the podcast. And they were able to come on the show and share about what they were doing. And also share about how they face fear and how they've overcome certain things in their lives, which I think is absolutely incredible. And that has been phenomenal. But I don't know. I just feel like it needs more. I feel like we're not reaching an audience. Like, we're not reaching the audience anymore. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely off the grid. Maybe I am getting it completely wrong, which is possible, because I don't do the things that I probably should do, which is do surveys and things like that. I tried that a few years ago and didn't really get much response, so I kind of gave up. And maybe that was wrong. But I kind of am at the point now where, you know, I just don't want to just keep putting episodes out there, and it is kind of going out there. And I don't know, are they reaching anybody? Like, are people being influenced by this? Are people feeling, is there a need for the podcast anymore? I don't know. These are all the things I don't know. And since I can't answer those questions, I thought it was best that I just stop putting out content. Like, why am I putting out content when I have no idea if it's reaching anybody? Or if I have no idea if the intent of the content is being realized, you know? So those are the things that kind of I'm grappling with. And you know, I love podcasting. I really do. I like interviewing. I like talking to people who are different than I am. I really love that. I love that. I love meeting new people and hearing their stories. I absolutely love that. I just don't know if the audience is loving that, right? I don't know. I looked at the other day at how many downloads we had, and, you know, I'm like, wow, after how many years now? It's like 5 years or something. We only have like 440,000? No, it couldn't be 40,000. It wasn't a lot. It wasn't even 500,000. And I'm like, okay. And then I look back at how many downloads we're getting per episode, and it's literally like in the 40s, 30s and 40s. And I'm like, I must be doing something wrong. Because how can we be putting out good content and only getting 30 or 40 downloads a week? That makes no sense. So anyway, that's what I decided. I've decided to put the show on hold. I am going to literally, like, maybe decide to bring it back. I don't know. Maybe I'll bring it back in January of 2025. I haven't decided yet. If I do, it has to be like a complete rebrand and a complete change, and maybe a whole lot more market research, because obviously we're not providing what you need, because nobody's listening. So anyway, that's my little tirade. Sorry. Don't want to be a downer, but that's kind of what brought me to the decision that I'm at. And that's the reason why I am pausing the show. And I am continuing to work on my fear of public speaking. That has not stopped. That work has not stopped. And I hope that you are also working on your everyday fears and doing something every single day that's going to help you to overcome that, because that's what it takes. It takes a little bit every day. And before you know it, you have conquered the beast, right? That's basically the compound effect. That's something that's been talked about for the longest time. So that's what's going on. I absolutely love you. I absolutely love you. I don't care if it's only one person listening. I know my mom listens. So thank you, Mom. I don't care if it's 40 people listening. I'm grateful for every single last one of you guys that downloaded the podcast. I just was hoping that we would have a bigger impact in 5 years. I feel like I'm not doing something right in order for us not to have had a greater impact in that time span. So that's my bad. Clearly, I need to like go and do some introspection. I need to like figure out what I'm doing incorrectly. Like, how can I make the show better? I guess maybe the show is not interesting to listen to. I don't know. I have no idea. And so since I don't know, and since like the performance has been not the greatest, I don't see the need to continue. Like, I really don't. So anyway, that's the show this week. I wanted to say that this is a pause. Maybe this is goodbye. I don't know. But it's for sure a pause, at least until the end of the year. Until I figure it out, or until, I don't know, I guess people reach out to me and tell me like what they want. I have no idea. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm just being real. And I'm letting you know that, starting, I forget what date it's going to be. Maybe it's going to be April 3rd. I'm not sure. But that's probably gonna be the last episode. And then or maybe the week after that. And then I'm hoping to return in January of 2025, but I'm not sure. Like I said, it depends on how things go. But you know, sometimes in life you gotta pause things. That doesn't mean it's like a failure. It doesn't mean that you're giving up on a thing. It just means that maybe this is not the season for that thing. And maybe there's going to be a better season coming up. And that is when you should restart the thing. So that's how I'm going to leave it. That's how I'm going to leave it, Fearless Freedom Tribe. I'm leaving it like that. I'm leaving it as a pause. It's a possible stop, but I don't know that yet. But I want to leave the door open for return. So that's why I'm saying, if we return, it will be January 2025. If we do not return, then I guess this is goodbye. And I love you guys. I really appreciate each and every one of you guys that have downloaded the show, watched the show, listened to the show for the last 5 years. You have my heart. Like I said, I love podcasting. It's definitely like one of the best hobbies I've ever got myself involved in. And I'm kind of a little sad to stop, but I also know that it's kind of insanity to continue something that you just don't see like anything coming out of it, right? I mean, I don't know. So this is me just being real, being raw with you on my beach walk at my home in Guam. And all I want is for you to face your fear and do so like a boss. That's all I want. That was my goal from the beginning, and that is still my goal. And I really, really, really hope that all those episodes of the podcast contributed to that for you. And I hope that you continue to do the same, like you continue to pay it forward, you continue to fight for you, you fight for facing your own fears, you conquer that beast, because this is the year to do that. 2024, you should do that this year. That should be your goal for the year, amongst other things, of course. But yeah, but I am going to, this is Dr. G, and I'm going to say, see you later. Or maybe I'm saying goodbye. I'm not sure. But if it is goodbye, then I love you a lot. Thank you so much for everything. If it is a pause and it's a see you later, then I'll see you again in January 2025. Be strong, be brave, and unleash your greatness.